Black bags right here?
What's that?
Those are your black bags right there? Those matching ones?
Yeah, those are the Nikons, yeah.
I'm going to take both of those with me down right now, then.
Perfect, perfect.
Do you come down to LA a lot?
I'm so glad this place is perfect.
Is that a camera body?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Quite a bit.
So you come down a lot?
Yeah. I'm probably going to be moving here in about 6 months or so. I'm working on the logistics of it right now.
Got it.
Just saving up enough money.
Yeah, I hear you.
I was in Vancouver for about 2 years.
How was that, dude?
It was wonderful.
It's a great place. To be honest, something about Canada that just really intrigues me, and I want to move there.
Wonderful place, wonderful people.
Smaller portions of food. Very healthy.
They love art and film and theater and
everything.
They're some more stoked about life.
Yeah, they are. And they have a really good economy right now. And
yeah,
dude, they're set right now up there.
Every time I meet someone from Canada, they just seem to enjoy life.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, they're not pissed off.
Exactly.
Like, people you meet in LA that are just
yeah. Exactly. Is yours, sir?
Nope. I guess they're
almost legal. That was really cool.
Say, can I just donate these to you?
No workers' comp, no insurance, no bond, and we pulled it off.
For this?
It didn't get busted.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about filming.
Yeah. It was almost legit. It was pretty cool.
I'm ready to basically pull a fountainhead on the fucking SAG building.
Fuck that place.
Dude. Done with them, man. I've stayed with them. I rule one. I call blue whistle on productions. Fucking SAG watchdog. And then they go and say, oh, we can use non-union and new media and pay you. Thanks for that. Good looking out.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Right at the time when all of us actors actually have digital cameras and we use them. Really? You're gonna go do that? Guess what? Fuck you.
Yeah, no, I want to destroy the union. It's you don't understand. Yeah, I
understand, but
you can do financial court if you're paid up current, and I'm not paid up current.
Oh, really?
I don't give a fuck.
Sucks.
Come after me.
Then you can have your cake and eat it too.
Yep.
Or you can just ignore them and go yourself.
He's looking at Ray William Johnson.
Getting pretty big because
Because Ray William Johnson, they're run by like a studio, and the studio manages like multiple channels at once.
And there's full on like production companies that are gearing. They're putting.
Have you seen the one Hollywood Reply?
No. Okay, there's a fucking company, and they put $4 million into this studio, and it's got glass things, and you can see them going on, and they only do quick, short, 30-second to 2-minute things. They go, why does content have to be half an hour? Why does whatever? And they're like, anywhere there's a minute to fill. And they just start producing shit. Yeah. It's a 24/7, like turnkey operation for them. And anyone that brings them like creative shit, they can go, "We'll produce it, put it on."
There's one of the biggest YouTube networks called Shit Up. I just bought it.
I'm a fan of CNNers. Have you ever played Black Ops or like Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Okay, there's this one guy that comments CNNers, and he just owns and rapes everybody while you're watching. But while going on, he does this commentary, and it's like metaphysical and like Jungian, and he talks about all this shit, spirituality and women and like life, and it's pretty good. And
yeah,
he's like, but he also makes fun of like the mouth breathers, like, well, I'm seeing that, that's not right, because in episode 2 that was actually it. He's just so fucking funny. He's on the Machinima channel.
Yeah,
and that was like one of the first things that was absolutely completely not allowed. Period.
Right.
You cannot do video games or show video games or footage from video games in your videos, and Machinima was like built on this.
Yeah, well, because they have contracts with the video games. Because they review, they have contracts with Xbox, Microsoft, and with all of the video games.
Rockstar.
Exactly, because they do reviews on them and everything. And they do all this. They even sponsored a TV show.
Where they brought in like geeks and actual soldiers.
Oh, cool.
And they did this show where you know, the geeks would have to shoot guns and the soldiers would have to play the games,
and they'd compete against each other on teams, you know. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got their hands on all this game shit. So when they do their shows, they've got a zombie show on YouTube, and they've got Resident Evil as one of the sponsors. And the guy's sitting there playing Resident Evil training. Right? And they've got all this sponsorship.
You guys clear of this room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello. You can't go back.
back in. All right, we're heading down. We just did our final.